December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Today's a day of remembrance across the country.
The bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Today is a day to remember.
The Japanese launched a devastating surprise attack on U.S. military forces in Pearl Harbor.
Japanese planes attacked the Pearl Harbor Naval Base in Hawaii.
Prompted the U.S. to enter World War II.
Let us pray in silence and remember those of our comrades who have fallen.
National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
All right, start the show.
WQKX.
If you are lucky enough to know a World War II veteran, reach out to them today and thank them from all of us.
WQKX.
Here I am reading an article early this morning about putting a Christmas tree in your bedroom. It says 1 in 6 couples have a Christmas tree in the bedroom and it improves their sex life. I have a Christmas tree in the bedroom because there's a big window. For 2 years now, I've had a Christmas tree in the bedroom, also one in the living room and one in my recording studio, which is part of the house. So I have 3 Christmas trees. But I didn't think I was doing anything in my life that is trending. And this is trending. So think about it. Think about putting a Christmas tree in your bedroom. It may help your personal life. Let's put it that way. And don't insert any jokes about wood. All right? It's a Christmas tree.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon talking about the blizzard in Hawaii. That's freaky. Google that. Can you believe it snowed in Hawaii? Wow.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Over the weekend, Hawaii was hit with a blizzard. That's right, a blizzard in Hawaii. It's basically a push notification from God about climate change. It's like, hey, hey, wake up. I feel bad for the people who haven't vacationed in 2 years because of COVID. Now they decided to go to Hawaii. They're like, you gotta be freaking kidding me, man. What?
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
What is wrong with me this morning? I keep up digging up these articles that are, well, hopefully entertaining. Pennsylvania is back on the map in the news, thanks to our friends at WTAJ in Altoona, making this news story national. A guy arrested outside a bowling alley this past weekend. He just freaked out. The cops showed up. He started taking on all the town cops, headbutting one cop, trying to disarm another outside a bowling alley. This is like something from the Big Lebowski.
Over the line!
Huh?
I'm sorry, Smokey. You were over the line. That's a foul.
Holy
Smokey, this is not Nam. This is bowling. There are rules.
Hey, Walter, come on. It's just, hey, man, it's Smokey. So his toe slipped over a little, you know? It's just a game, man.
This is a league game. This determines who enters the next round robin. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't over. Give me the marker, dude. I'm marking an 8.
You mark that frame an 8, you're under a world of pain.
I'm not.
A world of pain.
A world of pain.
What, dude, this is your partner.
Has the whole world gone crazy? Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the rules? Mark it 0.
They're calling the cops, man. Put the piece away.
Mark it 0.
Walter, put the piece away.
Walter?
You think I'm shit around here? Mark it 0.
All right, 0. You happy, you crazy?
That's for you, Altoona.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
29 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's only an inch of snow, but it's got everybody talking, including memos here at the radio station on where to park your vehicle so the plow guy will be okay tomorrow. I got to post something up on our Facebook page. I mean, I'm kind of excited about the snow, but boy, there's some hating going on.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Like we haven't covered enough stupidity this hour, there's another doorbell cam video going viral of a toddler, yes, a small child, becoming a porch pirate. The woman who belonged to the package still can't believe it.
We were definitely really surprised. But the saddest part, I think, is they were in their pajamas. Like, whoever it was just got them out of the car in their PJs to come steal this package.
All right. Now, it's dumb enough that you're going to do a criminal act, as in porch pirating, but it's real dumb when you take your child out of the car and tell them to go get the package. Because the doorbell camera is recording everything. The child in their pajamas stealing the package. You telling the child to go steal the package. Oh, and your car and the license plate number. And there it is.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
I tell you. This has become a goofy show this morning.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We haven't even done viral comedy yet. That'll be on the way next.
94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
All right, we got some good stuff for you this morning. Listen to this newborn baby caught on video saying hello. Okay, it's just a baby cooing, but I think you'll be impressed.
Hi, Ari.
Hello.
Yeah. Listen again. It sounded like, hi, hello.
Hello.
Yeah. That is amazing. Another mashup for you this morning. This guy has been on video before. His name is Alex Melton, and he is good. You ever wonder what the song Wonderwall would have sounded like if it were done by Blink-182? Video. He mashes up, of course, Oasis and Blink 182 riffs, but he also plays his own drums and adds his own guitars. That's pretty cool stuff. Finally, on viral video this time around, look this one up later. Dad is showing off at a family function by doing a handspring, but something else happens. Yeah. Flatulence humor again.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up next is the news, the sports, and the AccuWeather. We've got good news on the other side. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
So it's meant the world to us to be able to bring Santa Sunday back after a year hiatus. We've taken some great precautions for COVID to make sure it's a safe event. But there's nothing like seeing over 200 Santas on the slopes.
Over 200 Santa Clauses skiing for a great cause. Here for good is a great cause. All that inside the good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1, WQKX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Well, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
It's the 80th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And around 300 people helped a 101-year-old Navy vet make it to the big remembrance ceremony today in Hawaii. His name is Irishov Jr. He was on one of the ships in the harbor when the bombs hit. To get him to Hawaii today, he needed two caregivers and the family couldn't afford it. So his daughter started a GoFundMe. They raised $15,000 and Ira will be there today. That's good news. All right, a lot of things got postponed because of the COVID. Well, now it's back. Skiing Santa Clauses. Almost 250 of them.
So it's meant the world to us to be able to bring Santa Sunday back after a year hiatus. We've taken some great precautions for COVID to make sure it's a safe event. But there's nothing like seeing over 200 Santas on the slopes to get through the holidays.
Yeah, raising thousands of dollars for a local youth group called the River Fund. Skiing Santas. Cool idea. The Here for Good campaign is a great idea. We could even ask Shawnee Fishburne from Milton. She was unemployed when she signed up. She has since gotten a job, but it's only part-time, and it barely covers her child expenses with three children. So, the Here for Good campaign is here to help. Please help. HereforGoodCampaign.org. That's good news for the holidays.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. 94.1
WQKX. How about it? If you have some good news, send them to our news radio, WKLK page, and Mark Lawrence will make sure your good news becomes our good news with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Birthday buddies on the way, late night TV. Seth is talking about the guy who used a prosthetic arm to get his vaccination. What?
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
A man in Italy reportedly wore a fake silicone arm last week to avoid getting the coronavirus vaccine. And wait till you hear how he got out of his vasectomy.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay! Yay!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Okay, a lot of celebs today.
I see your list.
Yeah, look how long it is. Wow. There's some in sports.
Goodness gracious.
Lynn Hall's here. I love the tester and teaser. Uh-huh. All right, first, Nicholas Holt is 32 today. You know him as Beast in the X-Men movies.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I do know that.
All right. She's cute. She's lovable. She's a singer-songwriter.
Oh, this is such a bouncy song.
Yes, it is. Happy and bouncy, isn't it? Sarah Bareilles is 42. Didn't she used to work here, Sarah Bareilles?
I think. Wasn't she in the newsroom?
I think so. I think she lives in Selinger's Grove. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. Anyway, Terrell Owens, you remember him? The guy that used to show off a lot in the end zone and stuff?
Yeah, he did too.
Yeah, he danced on the star on the 50-yard line of the Dallas Cowboy Field and got hammered for it. He's 48 years old today.
Okay.
Here's another musical one, and I love this group.
Ah. They're psychedelic.
Very good. The Psychedelic Furs, which have two brothers in the band, Richard and Tim Butler. Richard is the big brother who sings. But Tim Butler, the little brother.
Who doesn't sing.
No, he's playing the bass, though, if you listen carefully. So there you go. A little furry music for you today. He is 63 today.
Okay, all right.
Sports stars, Larry Bird, basketball.
Larry Bird, okay.
65, and Johnny Bench, one of my favorite catchers of all time.
What a great name for a baseball player, too, isn't it?
Bench?
Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench.
Yeah.
From the Big Red Machine in the 70s, the Cincinnati Reds. He is 74 years old and still pushing the blue emu on TV.
The blue emu.
Yeah, he does the TV commercials. I love Johnny Bench. All right, those are the big celebs. We do the locals now.
And that's birthday buddies.
Yes, Abby Freed is 56 today.
Brian Glass from Port Treverton, 59 today.
Brianna Baskin, lordy, lordy, Brianna's 40.
Happy birthday, Chad Wolf from Augustaville, 47.
Chesney Christinger is 31 today.
Daniel Hakes, 37 today.
Happy birthday to Gwen Reichenbaugh from Selinger's Grove, 48.
Holly Enterline is 31 today.
Happy birthday to Jamie Eigler. She's from Winfield. She's 37.
Katrina Headings from Danville, also 37 today.
Renee Albertson from Sunbury, 36.
And Rita Timko is 53 today. Happy birthday.
Sally Lewis, 65.
Sandy Hawk from Selinger's Grove, 58.
Happy birthday to Susan Moyer, Selinger's Grove, 49.
Tyler Regal is 16 today. Wow. I wonder if he's on a bus right now.
16, he might be on the way to school.
Maybe.
He's not driving to school yet, right?
Well, I don't know. He could be.
You can't do that early anymore.
Do they still give you your permit, or don't they do that anymore?
Oh, you got to go through tests and everything.
Oh, goodness, never
mind. Not like you and I who just stole their mom and dad's keys
exactly,
and went.
Exactly, and drove away, yeah.
A couple more. William Faust from Sunbury is 70 years old today.
Right?
And on Facebook Messenger, Daryl Reichard Jr. messaged in his dad's birthday. Daryl Reichard is 71 today. They're the guys that have these school buses in Danville.
Oh, okay.
So there's a pretty good chance that there's a Reichard driving your Danville kids to school today.
Yes.
Those are the local celebs. You could get to us from that Facebook Messenger thing. You could
call.
Also, big black box over there. That's called the Ford Fun Line. We also do email and, of course, text club.
Indeed.
Every day at this time.
It's Birthday Buddies.
WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We are discovering Lewisburg. Santa left a sack full of gift cards, and it's a chance for you to not only discover Lewisburg, but go Christmas shopping there. Your chance to win coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We are discovering downtown Lewisburg again this year. Santa Claus himself has dropped off a whole sack of gift cards, and they're worth like $50 a piece, and you win instantly and qualify to win even bigger. How's that?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random line, and you'll be a winner with Landis Originals in downtown Lewisburg and qualify to win even bigger. Later. It's Morgan in the Morning.
We have another winner.
94KX. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Robot. How you doing?
Okay, how you doing?
Oh, just got done work. Grandson to school, and I'm going home.
Okay, you're going home a winner with Landis Originals from downtown Lewisburg.
Hey, thanks, bro.
Yeah, this store's got a little bit of everything and the personalized gifts and all kinds of stuff, even for your grandson. Check it out. You're on the way there. Also, custom engraving. LandisOriginals.com. Look it up, okay?
I will do that.
You're an instant winner, and you're qualified for the big grand prize, that $350 shopping spree in downtown Lewisburg. We'll be giving that away on Friday, December 17th. Hi, Ro.
Oh.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Check this out. Jimmy Fallon has a new Christmas song. Jimmy Fallon from The Tonight Show. And if you watch the show, or if you're a big Fallon fan like I am, you know he's quite the musician, too. So Jimmy has teamed up with Ariana Grande and Megan Thee Stallion to do a new Christmas song called It's a Masked Christmas.
So say that you're coming home. You know it's Christmas Eve. Last year I was here alone. Don't tell me this year's the same. The same.
It was a masked Christmas. We stayed in the house. We covered our nose and covered our mouths. But it's Christmas time. We'll be in line for a booster.
For your booster, it's a masked Christmas. Not bad. Like only Jimmy Fallon could do with Ariana Grande and Megan Thee Stallion.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
You're on the way to work and you already need a break from the hustle and bustle. We'll make you a winner with BJ's after news, sports, and weather coming up next. Also on the way, late night TV and Tom's top list, the top 10 ways your kids think Santa gets it done.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
The magic of Christmas with Tom's top ways coming up. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Caught up in the hustle and bustle, driving to work. Lynn Hawes got some kind of hustle and bustle going herself. You're running around up and down the halls here, and now you're in the studio with a hot glue gun. What the hell are you going to do?
Yes, it's a hot glue gun, and it's a pink one, might I add, which, of course, everyone knows is my favorite color in the whole entire universe.
Yes.
It's not mine, though.
Oh, it's a borrowed.
Sam Tyler told me to bring it in here and make sure it warms up. It has to do with Try It Tuesday.
All right. We are supposed to do an artsy and craftsy kind
apparently
of Christmas decoration thing.
Keep it away from your hair. Okay.
My hair don't move. My hair don't move. Like a viral comedy we always talk about. Yeah, I wonder if that lady owns a hot glue gun.
Oh, I hope not.
That's a snazzy looking tool you got there, though. It looks kind of sci-fi.
It's very cool. Yeah, doesn't it look like something that should have been like a Star Trek episode?
Exactly what I was thinking.
It looked
like
a movie.
Them fancy weapons the Star Trek guys used to whip out of their leotard pants.
Exactly.
Their utility belts. Okay, so yeah, this supposedly has something to do with the ordinary brown lunch bags.
Ah.
Paper lunch bags. Okay. Those brown lunch. Did you ever carry those to school?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So I guess you get a stack of them together. Uh-huh. You glue them together or whatever. Then you whip out the scissors.
Okay.
And we're going to make like a chain of snowflakes or something.
Oh, that's sounds interesting.
Only Sam Tyler would come up with this stuff.
Yeah. I think I'll come and just watch. I'm dangerous with things like glue guns.
So you've been advised not to participate.
No, I'm just going to watch.
All right. In the meantime, we are caught up in the hustle and bustle, and we want you to take a break at BJ's.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random toll-free line right now, and you've got yourself two, count them, two $20 gift cards from BJ's.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, late night TV. Yeah, we've got a weird one having to do with another outbreak of COVID at one of them weird conventions. Plus, Tom's top list coming up. The top 10 ways your kids think that Santa Claus gets it done.
We have another winner.
Woo! We got our hot glue gun leaking all over the counter here. Try it Tuesday. Arts and crafts on the way. Let's get a winner in the meantime. Hi, 94KX, who's this?
Dale Deco.
Hey, Dale, do you know how to use a hot glue gun?
Sure.
You do? You want to come over? Because we got this thing dripping all over the place.
I can do that.
All right. Hey, where are you from, Dale?
Bloomsburg.
All right, man. You're on your way to BJ's with two $20 gift cards. Keep one for yourself. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, taking a break with BJ's. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The New York Times published a report detailing a series of coronavirus infections stemming from an anime convention held last month in New York. Well, something tells me they'll be fine with quarantining. Oh, you want me to stay inside for 10 days? Not a problem.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, here are the top 10 ways your kids think Santa Claus gets it all done on Christmas Eve. Number 10, kind of new to the list, gift stations. Santa has gift stations in every country, kind of like Amazon, so he could deliver quickly. I like it. Here's number 9. He puts everyone in the world to sleep. It's kind of scary. Number 8. He can freeze time. That sounds good. 7. Lots of help from the elves, of course. Next up on the list, he just moves really, really fast. The top way Santa gets it done. Number 5. He can walk through walls. Damage the house, wouldn't it? Teleportation comes in at number 4. Magic is at number 3, of course. The magic of Christmas. Number 2, it's all done in the chimney. I don't even know what that means. But a new number 1 on the list of the ways your kids think Santa gets it done. The number 1 this year, special keys that could get him through any door. Ah, the magic of Christmas. Or burglary. I don't know.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
It's a Try It Tuesday. Sam Tyler is here with lunch bags and a glue gun. This should be fun. Also, fun tonight, Sealance Grove Late Shoppers Night. It's all on the way. So we finally got the hot glue gun out of Lynn Hall's hands and into Sam Tyler's hands. Oh, I can hear that. Yeah, I can hear that. You've got brown paper lunch bags.
Yipper.
And a hot glue gun, and we're going to make a Christmas decoration?
That's right.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
It doesn't involve food.
Yeah. Try It Tuesday does not have to involve food all the time, but we do kind of like it when it does. So anyway, coming up, will Sam Tyler hurt herself? Heck no. We'll put it on video anyway. Plus, we're going to talk about Sealance Grove Late Shoppers Night tonight. And our final parting shot of the day has to do with Jonah Hill on late night TV with a digital fart machine. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Y'all ready for another late shoppers night? Sunbury was last Thursday, Lewisburg last Friday. Tonight, downtown Sealance Grove, late night shoppers night. And we'll be there roasting the chestnuts on an open fire, and Jack Frost, I'm sure, will be nipping on our nose. We'll be getting a few snowflakes tonight. Wouldn't that be great during late shopper's night if it started to snow? Now, I love snow. I know you guys may be a little crazy on it. We posted a snow scene on Facebook, and I said our first snow is coming tonight, a coating to an inch, and an additional coating to an inch tomorrow morning when you wake up. I'm excited about it, but we want your thoughts. So join us tonight. Drew Kelly will be there. Is he actually roasting the chestnuts, or is he just participating in the... You have to see it to believe it. 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock tonight, right there in the Commons, the Sealands Grove Commons. You'll find us. And farm market vendors will be there. Of course, the shops in downtown Lewisburg will be open late. So join us for Sealands Grove Late Night Shopper's Night tonight with 94KX and Morgan in the Morning.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Still to come, our video for our Try It Tuesday as we continue to prep to make Christmas decorations. Sam Tyler and yours truly getting that done, and our parting shot.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
We're covered with giant snowflakes, ladies and gentlemen. Morgan in the Morning, Sam Tyler, thank you for the Try It Tuesday. I hope when the video posts, moms and dads and kids will be doing this like crazy tonight.
I think that would be super fun.
How big do you think they are? I mean, my goodness.
I would say they're at least a foot in diameter, a foot and a half.
Uh-huh. And we're going to hang them here.
Yes.
In the studio.
And I'm going to keep making more.
Are you really?
Yes.
Well, you got the hot glue gun, you got the bags.
I don't have my first meeting for like 2 hours, so I'm going to make some snowflakes.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's fun, and it's fun for your family as well. Morgan in the Morning, our parting shot today has to do with Netflix asking Jonah Hill to stop using his fart machine during press conferences for Don't Look Up. He talked about it last night on The Tonight Show.
This is a really bad old school fart machine. This is how digital and dumb it sounds, okay? Okay? Like funny for like a six-year-old maybe, right?
Sure.
I'm going to do press for this movie Don't Look Up with all these huge movie stars in it, like Leonardo DiCaprio and Meryl Streep and Jennifer Lawrence and Tyler Perry. And I did the fart machine when someone was talking about climate change. My castmates did not find it funny. Meryl Streep, being the OG legend that she is, did find it funny, which is why I ride for her anytime, day and night.
That's right, Meryl Streep.
So then Adam McKay, the director of this giant fancy film that is amazing, by the way, he says, Jonah, you're going to get a kick out of this. Netflix formally asked me multiple times to ask you formally to stop using the fart machine during press for the film. Like, they don't find it funny, and they don't find it interesting. And I just want to say officially, I love you, Netflix. I love working with you. I am a huge fan. I watch your streamer. But no corporate entity will ever silence my digital farts.
There you have it, our parting shot.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.